This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. All right, so your folks have gotten up there in years and you decide to put them into a nursing home because they're going to need help with their daily lives. Maybe it's an assisted facility. Maybe it's a place where they're going to be completely dependent on the staff. In many cases, that nursing home is going to say, you know what, we'll help take care of your mom or dad's finances as well. We set up a trust fund here at the home, and then whatever expenses they have, whatever bills they have, whether in the home or outside the home or whatever, we'll pay those from the fund when they get their Social Security check or any other money comes in. We'll put that into their account for them. We will take care of that. And the word trust is right there in trust fund. But it turns out that in many, many cases, you shouldn't trust that nursing home. That, according to a report that was published this week in USA Today by my next guest, investigative reporter Peter Eisler. Peter, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How prevalent is this problem?
Well, you know, we looked at a couple. We looked at the problem a couple of different ways. We looked at citations by the inspectors that do the annual inspections of nursing homes, and we found just since the beginning of 2010, more than 1,500, actually closer to 1,800 instances where nursing homes had been cited for mismanaging these funds, either for not paying interest as is required or not providing quarterly statements or not giving the residents proper access to their money. And then we looked we used court records and so forth to look at prosecutions for actual thefts of this money, and we looked at about 100 prosecutions in recent years for thefts, and we saw thefts of hundreds of thousands of dollars. About 10% of the thefts cases we looked at were in hundreds of thousands of dollars. We saw 30% of the cases we looked at were in the tens of thousands of dollars. So it's a relatively common problem. It doesn't, given how many people are out there in nursing homes, it doesn't happen all the time. But when you talk to prosecutors, they say that they are seeing this regularly, and it's a big concern.
And I'm guessing that above and beyond the ones that have been found by audits or have been prosecuted, a lot of this is also going on that no one knows about.
Yeah, that seemed to be a universal opinion among the people who inspect these facilities and the people who prosecute these cases, is that the lion's share of these thefts probably go undetected. They are very difficult to uncover.
What happens when somebody puts their mom or dad into a facility like this? What is the deal? Does the nursing home insist on this financial agreement?
No, not at all. This is an option, and nursing homes are required to offer these trust accounts as an option to people who are either unable or unwilling to manage their money, but it has to be by the resident's consent or by the consent of the resident's guardian. You put your money into this account, and it's supposed to work just like a regular bank account. You're supposed to get interest. You're supposed to get quarterly statements. The concept behind them when these rules were first put in place decades ago was that when someone is in a nursing home, it's difficult for them to get to a bank to do their business, to get their money. So the nursing home essentially opens a bank account for them and manages that account.
And when people go in and have these accounts set up, they then are not monitoring what's going on in their own accounts?
Well, some people do and some people don't. I suppose to some extent it's just like the general public. Some people pay closer attention to what's going on with their bank accounts than others. But
yeah.
Certainly when you get into the population that typically would be in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, you get into, a subpopulation there that is not as capable of managing their own account or perhaps not as aware of what's happening with their money. So even though they're supposed to get quarterly statements, what we've seen in a lot of these theft cases is that the people who steal this money, who tend to be people who work in the business offices of these nursing homes, account managers or business managers, office manager types, not hands-on caregivers because they don't typically have access to the funds. But what happens is these people who steal from these funds generally target residents who are going to be less on top of their money. So people either who don't have any family who are coming in and looking at these statements and watching over them, or people who maybe have a bit of a dementia who aren't going to be capable of paying as close attention. And that's where we saw the problem more often.
When you mentioned that inspectors since 2010 have found something like 1,800 of these citations to nursing homes, Is that because these are regularly checked? I didn't even know that there were inspectors for this. I assumed that there would be health inspectors and somebody coming in to make sure that the paint's not peeling off the wall and that people are being taken care of in these homes. Are there people who go in and do financial audits regularly of nursing homes?
Well, no, there aren't. And that's a big part of the problem that we found. So nursing homes, interestingly, you know, virtually every aspect of a nursing home's operations are scrutinized. They're inspected every year. But these inspectors, as you suggest, are typically healthcare people. They're nurses who are trained to go in and inspect these places. And they are looking primarily at quality of care issues, the kind of stuff you mentioned. Are the residents being taken care of well? Are they being fed properly? Are they being cleaned? Are they getting their medication and getting proper supervision? These annual inspections do require that the inspectors, they're called surveyors, take a look at the trust account, but really it's a very, very superficial look. They essentially have a checklist. They have to make sure that the facility is offering trust accounts to people who want them as required. They have to make sure that the facility is paying interest on these accounts and is providing quarterly statements and giving residents access to the money. On those counts alone, they found, that's where we saw these 1,800 citations since 2010. That was for facilities not managing these accounts properly, not paying interest, not providing quarterly statements. What they don't do is any sort of really close look at the books. There is no audit requirement for these funds. And the people who come in and do these inspections, by and large, don't perform any sort of audit. There are a handful of states out there that have some requirement that the people look at the books, but it's a very cursory sort of superficial review, and it's only occasional. They don't do it every time they come in. So there's a big oversight gap there.
Was your investigation a wake-up call to the industry? Because I can imagine people who run a nursing home and they do everything by the book. They don't violate any of these things. They take care of the people. They take care of their money. They must think, oh, now people are going to hear the story and think that we're ripping people off.
Right. It's a difficult, I mean, they have been aware of this problem within the industry, and, you know, we spoke to people with the big industry association, and they're trying to do a lot more training and awareness, raising awareness among the administrators of these facilities, saying, look, you have to pay attention to what your business staff or what your office staff is doing. You know, so much of what's going on in a nursing home and so much of the administrator's time is taken up looking at quality of care issues, medical issues. This person needs to get to the hospital. This person needs therapy. You know, this person needs to be transferred to someplace or another. I don't have enough nurses to cover this shift. These are the kinds of things that are consuming their time. Typically these trust accounts are being managed by a single person, be like the office manager. They're almost handled like a petty cash drawer, except that they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in them. So there's one person who collects the receipts, disperses the checks, reconciles the books. That person has virtually no oversight. And so what happens is, what we see again and again, is this is a crime of opportunity. These people need money. We've seen, for example, cases where someone had a gambling addiction. Another case where a woman's dog had a $7,000 debt bill or vet bill. They see this money sitting there, and they know that no one's going to notice if they take some of it, so they start taking it, and then they take more and more and more. And over time, they take tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. In every case that we saw, virtually every case that we saw, when it finally was discovered, and more often it's by luck or happenstance than anything else, the nursing home administrator is absolutely floored. They trusted these people. They had no idea that this was happening. And while the caregiving staff in a nursing home typically is required to be able to pass a criminal background check, they have to be licensed or certified by the state, the people who work in the back office don't need any of that stuff.
And what has happened to those people? I know that the nursing homes got a citation. What about the people who actually stole the money?
Well, they are criminally prosecuted when they are caught. I mean, in these 100 cases that we looked at, every one of those was a criminal prosecution, and the sentences ranged from, probation, or a year or two of probation and having to pay restitution to, 7, 8, 10 years in prison in some cases, for the people who are really taking a lot of money. So when they do get caught, they are criminally prosecuted.
Well, there are a lot of questions that are going to be asked of people at these nursing homes from here on out because of your investigation. I congratulate you on that, and thank you very much for coming on here today to share the story.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Peter Eisler is an investigative reporter. His piece was published earlier this week in USA Today, and it is terrific. I will put a link to it on our Facebook page so you can learn more about it in case you've got family members who are in nursing homes or you're thinking about putting in nursing homes anytime soon. This is one of the aspects of their lives you don't want to necessarily give up, but you may have to, and you want to make sure you can trust the people who have that trust fund. I'm Paul Harris. This show is called America Weekend. Every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Radio Networks.
America Weekend.